In a series of studies to be published tomorrow, researchers from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology say they've made significant progress in understanding how the brain learns and remembers. The reports, which will appear in the journal Cell, provide evidence that a key chemical in the brains of mice is responsible for turning memory on and off. Scientists say that the findings could provide new insights into human memory disorders, including Alzheimer's disease. From Boston, NPR's David Barron has this report.
For decades, scientists have been trying to untangle the mysteries of memory, to understand how the brain converts experience into information that can be stored and retrieved. It's generally believed that memory is encoded in the connections between brain cells. That is, our brains store information by strengthening or weakening the communications channels, the synapses between cells. A widely held theory says the brain accomplishes this using a biochemical process which makes synapses more or less efficient. But MIT biologist and Nobel laureate Susumu Tanigawa explained at a news conference, confirmation of this theory has been lacking.
The evidence has been very difficult to get, but we have now the very strong evidence that this is the case.
Tanigawa and a team of scientists created genetically engineered mice that are missing a brain chemical known to help strengthen synapses. MIT neuroscientist Matthew Wilson explains these mice are missing the chemical in only one small region of the brain, called the hippocampus. But it's a region that's critical for the formation of long-term memories.
Memories in humans, which would correspond to memories of people, places, events, and things.
Sure enough, the mice that were missing the brain chemical lost their spatial memory, that is, their ability to remember places. Researcher Patricio Huerta explains when healthy mice are put in an apparatus called a water maze, they quickly learn the location of a hidden underwater platform and will swim directly to it.
Whereas the mutant mice, they swam all over the place, which tell us that they do not have this spatial memory.
This finding is the cleanest demonstration yet that changes in the efficiency of synapses are the basis of at least some forms of memory, says neurobiologist Charles Stevens of the Salk Institute in La Jolla, California. He calls the research landmark.
Here's somebody who came in, knocked out in one part of the brain a particular molecule and made a dumb mouse. That's the most remarkable thing.
But the significance of the studies goes beyond that one demonstration. The scientists also looked inside the brains of the mice using electrodes to see the difference in brain activity between the mice with good memories and those with bad ones. In the forgetful mice, they saw that the firing of brain cells was less focused and less coordinated. Stephen says this finding provides a valuable glimpse into how memories work.
If we understand what the mechanism is, then we can start figuring out what it is that will enable the memory to be turned on or not turned on. And that's probably what's going wrong in Alzheimer's disease. So it can be that through this basic science route that we're going to get insight into the memory disorders of people.
Stephen says perhaps the biggest contribution of the new studies is the set of novel experimental techniques that were devised, which can now be applied to other areas of the brain and to other animals. That research, he and others say, could once and for all reveal how we remember and why we forget. I'm David Barron in Boston.